when you obey God, and when you spend your time with Him. Woo-hoo! Come on. When you apply the word, and you focus your faith, and you don't stop, you don't quit, you don't let nothing turn you. God sees you when you do it. He hears you every time. His word tells us, if you ask Him in faith, you pray to Him in faith, He hears you. And by faith, you know He heard you. He guarantees He'll do what you ask. According to His word. You ask according to His word, He will do it. He gives seed to the sower. And whoever is a sower, take your faith and become a reaper. Become a harvester. My main thing, and I'm gonna get out the way. Don't quit. Don't let it turn you. You have thoughts in your head. But thoughts are like birds. I think I heard him say that. Birds fly over your head all day. And ain't nothing you can do about that. They just fly. You move, they move with you. They just there. But you ain't got to let them bird land and roost on your head. You don't have to let those thoughts that are contrary to you, to the word, rest in your head. When they come, you can't, ain't nothing you can do about that. That's part of being human. But you ain't got to let them stay there. You can't think negative thoughts and let praise come out your mouth at the same time. You can't do it. You got thoughts in your head you don't want, you open your mouth and let the word come out your mouth.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to sit this right here. God might tell you to get some more. I don't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you when the Spirit of God moves. I ain't even read the scripture yet. Look at, he's still coming. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that. No, come on. Now the Lord is that. And where the Spirit of the. There is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Emancipate. Now here's from the Amplified. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Amplified says, wait, now the Lord of that Spirit, and where the Spirit, let me get it right. Emancipation from bondage, true freedom. Emancipation means the fact or process of being set free from legal, social, or political restrictions. That's kind of over in the world, you know, worldly system. Then it says freeing someone from slavery. See, when you're bound by a bill, you bound by depression. Huh, come on now. Come on, you bound by a relationship, you bound by whatever your thoughts or whatever going on, your weight, whatever it is. What are you bound? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Come on, let's go to the book of beginnings. So I can show you what I mean. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. See, the Spirit of the Lord, like I said, if you brought Jesus with you, there should be some liberty in your life. Why are you bound? Why? Talking to me too. Why? There's liberty where the Spirit of the Lord is. But see, I'm telling you, the Lord is... can be stagnant. He just let you just go ahead and make your mistake if you don't want to listen. Will he not? But if you listen and you do as we were saying, as he prompted many of you to do, us to do, is to get up and run. How many of you obeyed? You see what I'm saying? How many of you got them say, I really don't feel like it, but I'm gonna get up because the man of God stood before us. And like I heard Bill Winter say, I'm your prophet. You're supposed to listen to your prophet. Well, I'm your prophet today. Hallelujah. Take the word that I'm not going to tell you anything wrong. I'm not going to tell you go out there and give me your bank account number so I can go to the bank and get all your money. And I'm not going to do anything like that. That's not the type of prophet I am today. I'm the guy here to bring you the good news. Hallelujah. The good news will set you free. The good news will give you insight, concepts, and ideas. Glory to God. Let me get to the word before I start preaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the earth was without form and void. Come on, talk to me. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. See, you know the earth was all covered all in water, right? Right? Now watch this now. And the of God upon the face. We might as well say he moved upon the what? Earth. Now we know what happened, right? Let's just look at verse 15. We can go through all of them. It's just so many. We don't have time to read them all. Go to same chapter, verse 15. And let them be for lights in the, back up to 14, if you will. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Come on, talk to me. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Come on, verse 15. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it what? Was so. If you go back to verse 2, what we say? The Spirit of God moved. When the Spirit of God moved, these are one of the things that happened. Right? Let's go to verse 26, the best thing to happen. See, you made animals and all. You go back and read all the stuff after the Spirit of God moved. You go back and read all of what happened when the Spirit of God moved. And then he said this one right here. And he said, after the Spirit of God moved, now, watch this. He said, and God said, let us make in our and after our and let them have. He didn't just make us. When the Spirit of God made us, he also gave us over the other sin, over the fowl of the, and over the cattle, and over just Houston, Mississippi. Oh, all the earth, and over a few creeping things that creep, everything. So we, Bill Winston say, we got power over creeps. Glory to God. And every creeping thing that what? Creepeth on, when the Spirit of God moves, something happens. Glory to God. That's what I want to get to you. When you get the Spirit of God moving in your life, something has to happen. So if nothing is happening to you this morning, get the Spirit of God on your side. Get the Spirit of God fired up. Have you ever been down and then you got fired up at a basketball game or football? You got fired up, glory. I'm telling you, you'll get God fired up. He'll move on your behalf, glory to God. When he moves, glory to God, ain't no telling what happened. More than exceedingly and abundantly and above all you could ask or think what happened in your life, glory to God. When the Spirit of God moves, glory to God. Hey. I said get the Spirit of God to move in glory. So how do we get the Spirit of God moving? Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Woo. Look at what happened when the Spirit of God moved. The earth was bound by water. But God turned this place we live in into a beautiful oasis. He took an unpleasant situation and turned it into a place of peace. Now, man messed that up, did he not? But it was a beautiful place of peace. But that doesn't mean that you have to be or remain a part of that, of man's folly.